Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, he said, he laid down his life for us, and he said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. I want us to talk about that to a measure at least. Laying down our life, what it means, and why it should result in joy instead of the sadness that people think it does. Go with me, why don't you, to Luke, the 9th chapter. Are y'all believing God with me on this? This is an assignment. And it's something the enemy doesn't like. And it's not something I've had the opportunity to just teach for months at a time on. So I'm believing God. Are you believing God with me? I think it's extremely important. And don't think that this is unrelated to all the other areas of your life. We've already touched on that. Even your reaping is tied in heavily with this. But there's centuries of wrong thinking that have been ingrained in the church about these particular things, about laying down your life for somebody. Most any Christian would agree you should do it. But if you asked them, do you do it? What would they probably say? Well, probably not nearly as much as I should. And that's a mentality that you'll find among a lot of church people. They'll agree with you. Yeah, you know, we should do that. Do you do it? Well, probably not nearly as much as I should. The Lord corrected me on some of that. Oh, this has been almost 20 years ago now. Some friends of ours, we helped lead to the filling of the Spirit. Hadn't seen them in a while. We came back and visited them, had a meal with them. And I asked them, had they been in the Word? Had they been reading the Word? Because I knew they needed to get started feeding if they're going to grow. And the young lady, the wife, answered, and the husband was nodding his head. She said, no, you know, we hadn't really been in the Word. She said, I guess none of us is really in the Word like we should be. And that was her explanation. And the Lord spoke up in me. He said, that's not right. I didn't say anything to her. We just tried to encourage them, what would feed them and help them to grow. Later on in a time of prayer, that came up to me again. I said, Lord, what? I don't understand. I know you said that's not right, and I know it's not right, but I don't understand why it's not right. He said, am I unreasonable? No. He asked me that question. I said, no, sir, I don't believe you're unreasonable. He said, then can you or can you not read the Word enough? I've actually had the Lord before tell me I was all primed and ready to study for something, and he told me to go to bed. That's right, go to bed. Get some sleep. Do you know that you have to be disobedient to burn out? Do you know what I mean by burn out? You hear that phrase with ministers a lot. What happened to them? They just burn out. How did that happen? The implication sometimes is left that God will work you till you drop. That's right. And then he'll kick you and say, get up from there, boy. I mean, there's work to be done. Get up and get with it. And he will absolutely run you in the ground. He will push you till you drop and then get you back up again and push you some more. That is a lie. I said, that is a lie. The Lord is the good shepherd. Yeah. Amen. And his yoke is easy. 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 And his burden is
light.
Light. So if your job and your yoke is hard and your burden is heavy, you didn't get it from him.
Amen.
That's the devil. We're supposed to be the Lord's racehorse. Not the devil's pack mule. The devil will load you till you're sway backed. He will load you till your belly is dragging the ground. And then he'll try to load you some more. And the problem is, he can't do it unless you let him. But people do. People try to take on the burdens of the whole world. You don't realize it, but they're trying to act like they're the Savior.
That's right.
You are not the body of Christ. You are a member. A member in the body. You're not called to do everything. You're not graced and gifted to do everything. Just your job. But if you cut out all the junk and cut out all the waste and all the stuff that's just flesh and that profits nothing and will do what he tells you to do, there's plenty of time.
Amen.
With spare. He even believes in vacations. He does. He told his disciples on more than one occasion, come apart, you know, to rest. They spent time, a lot of time on boats. Out in the water. They did. God is not unreasonable. Can you read enough?
Yes.
Yes, you can. The problem is people are deceived and they stop short. Sometimes stop short 15 minutes. And so go the rest of the day with that dissatisfaction. If you'd have just gone a little bit further, then your heart would have been clear. You get up and go do something else. You've prayed enough. You've read enough. You've ministered enough. You've done enough. You've given enough. It's not true that you can give everything you've got and God's still not happy with you. That's a lie. We serve a good God. We serve a gracious God. A kind master. Amen?
Amen?
An understanding. Gracious and good. Have you found Luke yet? Luke chapter 9. Now there are two basic ways that people live in the earth. I'll name them this, but they could be called a number of different things. People live either by the law of the flesh, or Christians are to live by the law of Christ. Or you could say the law of the Christian, or the law of Christ. Before you read this, won't you go to Galatians 6, and let's read the law of Christ. Hold your place in Luke 9, please. Go to Galatians 6. Two main ways that people live in the earth. What are they? Law of the flesh or the law of Christ. Now, the law of the flesh is the law of selfishness, the law of self-satisfaction, the law of self-preservation, the law of, you know, making me happy, and of satisfaction through getting. Satisfaction through getting what makes me happy, whatever that may be. If it's things, if it's people, if it's situations. If you live by the law of the flesh, you live to satisfy yourself. You live to make you happy. And you can understand easily that's where most people are at, right? Their main objective in life is to make me happy. And sadly, Christians can operate this way. Even though you've got the law of Christ in you, you've got the love of God shed abroad in your heart, that doesn't have to rule you. You can yield to the flesh. And you can pursue self-satisfaction, just like Joe Sinner down the street does. But the interesting thing about this is that just the opposite is the truth. If you live for yourself, what did Jesus say would happen? If you seek your own life, what'll happen? You'll lose it. Will you be ultimately happy by spending your life trying to make yourself happy?
No.
Most people don't believe this, but the answer is emphatically no, you will not be happy if you live all your life and resources trying to make yourself happy. It is impossible. It is against the laws that God has instituted. You cannot be. Even though you might temporarily, for a few moments, think, yeah, this makes me happy. Afterwards, there's sorrow. And that's why some of the people that are the most wealthy, that are, you know, not trying to serve God, are some of the most miserable people. You got people that just got more money than they know what to do with, and they want to kill themselves. One of the reasons is because they, you know, people that are poorer, they live under the deception that if I could get money and if I could get some of these things, then I'd be happy and fulfilled. These people have gotten the money and they've got all the stuff, and now they realize no matter what I get, it's not going to make me happy. And so they despair of life. The truth is, though, that if you lay down your life, if you lose it, what will happen? You will find it. Hallelujah. And the key to finding and keeping true life is laying it down. The key is sowing and giving, not just in things, but your own life. The law of the flesh is me making me happy. The law of the flesh is doing whatever I can to get what I want. And the law of the flesh is that you're perfectly willing for somebody else to suffer so that you could be benefited. Right? And you know, if you'd do this in a small thing, you'd probably do it in a big thing too. If you'd rather for them to wait than for me to wait. The law of the flesh is, I'm perfectly willing for you to be put out. I'm perfectly willing for you to suffer if it benefits me. You know, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, they say. What does that mean? Well, hey, a few people may get hurt along the way. But what's the important thing? That I get what I want, right? But the law of Christ is the exact opposite. Look at it in Galatians 6. Galatians 6:2. What does it say? Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is that you are perfectly willing to suffer if it benefits somebody else. But now I want to go ahead and say this right now. You do not want to just suffer to be suffering. If it's not benefiting somebody, what's the point?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me